Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road in our 617 Seymour Avenue studio, just north of the State Capitol building here in downtown Lansing, Michigan. And we have in-studio guests from, well, a little bit north of here in the Gaylord, Michigan vicinity. Welcome back to the program, Paul Beachnow, Executive Director, Gaylord Area Convention and Tourism Bureau. So many more titles, I mean, up and down, street cleaner and official greeter.
I would do it all, whatever it takes to get people to come up and visit our great city.
Excellent. And we also have on hand today Sandy Mattingly, owner manager of Pinecone Vacations. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Tremendous. So we're here today talking about all things outdoor, all things Gaylord. So we'll start off. How was the winter?
We had a really nice winter season. You know, the weather was so inconsistent, Jeff. We had a lot of really nice snowstorms, and then we get 3 or 4 days and it would warm up. And the biggest problem we had is when it's warm downstate and there's no snow, people can't really relate to, you know, gosh, 3 hours away, they would have great snow. So it was a fair winter, but again, just the weather was very inconsistent for us. But overall, we were probably up just a couple of percentage points.
Alpenfrost?
Alpenfrost actually fell on a really great weekend. We had really nice snow, and, you know, that just completed its fifth year. And so that event continues to grow, and we're just, again, really excited about Alpenfrost.
Excellent. And before we get too far into this, I'm going to let Sandy describe all about Pinecone Vacations, where your vacation begins before you do.
Yes, we have vacation homes. They range from 2-bedroom to 7-bedroom places that are on the lakes, on a river, or backing up to a golf course. We set up tee times. We set up everything before you arrive on your vacation. We'll have catering, breakfast, and dinners. And if you're renting a lakefront and it's family and maybe just the guys want to go or the gals want to go golfing, we'll set up the tee times for you and the rest of the family can hang out at the lake. Mm-hmm. So we can do any kind of variety of vacation and set it up for you. You can bring your paddle boards, your kayaks, your golf clubs, your bike, hike, bring your shoes, go downtown. There's so much to do in Gaylord. So we really enjoy setting up vacations and making sure that everybody has memories that they hold on to.
Exactly. And they can even go to a meeting at the convention center there with treetops and then stay longer and vacation.
Exactly. We all work together. I promote, and everybody in Gaylord, we all promote each other. So it's really a nice family that we have.
Excellent. So heading into the spring and summer seasons, what's on tap? What should the rest of the Michigan community be aware of and know about regarding Gaylord?
Well, I think it's going to be a really great summer this year. Again, Michigan's economy continues to do so well. Unemployment's low and there's great consumer confidence. So we think it's going to be a bang up summer. And, you know, people need to make sure they get their reservations. If, you know, they're sitting back, people might want to make sure they're setting that time aside. But, you know, we're such a great outdoor destination, Jeff, with so many great trail systems, such a wide variety of paved trail systems. We have the North Central Trail that goes from Gaylord to Mackinac City, and then some really rustic outdoor wild areas at the Pigeon River Country State Forest. So just a really wide array of trails, over 100 lakes, 5 blue ribbon trout streams. We're all outdoors, so bring all of your outdoor gear and you're going to have a blast.
Excellent. And the hunting of the mushrooms in this time of year?
The morel season we think is going to be great. You know, it's been a really wet, moist spring, and that's always great for morel mushrooms. We just need to get a little bit more warm weather, but I think it's going to be a great season, and there's just nothing that beats walking around the woods in the spring and seeing the trillium and the underbrush and just really enjoying being outdoors.
Yeah, and 127, the speed limit going up a moderate little bit there recently. It should make a commute from the state capitol that much more prompt and right into Gaylord.
It's just you're going to be able to get to Gaylord a lot faster, so that is very exciting as well for I-75 coming from the Detroit area. Speed limit went up as well, so I think that's just great news for us.
Excellent. And how many holes of golf are in the general vicinity? I know at least 81.
Well, just at treetops.
Yes.
But we represent 15 golf courses, which is part of the golf mecca, and we will, most of the lodging existing facilities and hotel motels and resorts will set up all the tee times for those golf courses. We all work together for the Gaelic Golf Mecca.
All right. And that's by a single night, a week, a month, or however long they want to set it up, they'll work with you and get that all set up. What's that website?
It's pineconevacations.com, or you can call us 866-731-1887. And then there's also with the Tourism Bureau, which is GaelicMichigan.net.
All right. And I know we'll probably be speaking with you before then, but when is Alpenfest?
Our Alpenfest is July 11th through the 15th this year. We have a great air show that's going to be on June the 14th, and then again on the 17th and 18th, and a major Christian music festival called Big Ticket Festival is held the following weekend. So that would be June the 24th, 25th, and some great Christian music acts. Some of the biggest in the country will be up in Gaylord this year.
Excellent. All right. Once again, we've had Paul Beach now and Sandy Mattingly in the studio. Thanks for dropping by today.
All right. Thank it's great
you.
To be here. Thanks, Jeff.
Excellent. And we'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.